And now, on the line with us from, I believe, Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Senator.
Good to be
How
with
are you today?
From Amherst, Ohio. All right.
That's
I'm in
right.
Washington.
We're here
yeah.
on Park Avenue. We're
cool.
living large here on Park Avenue.
I like that.
Okay. Hey, listen, of course, we had major breaking news yesterday out of California. Let's talk a little bit about that first. Your thoughts on what you've heard so far.
It's just so tragic and it's so sad, and I'm frankly, I appreciate my colleagues in Congress saying things like my prayers are with the victims, as mine are too, and with the first responders. But I also see Congress, again, doing nothing on this. We have a federal law right now that if you're on the terrorist watch list, you can still buy an assault weapon. So, in other words, if the government suspects you of being a terrorist but hasn't been able to find anything you've done yet, but for a bunch of reasons suspects you're a terrorist, looking online or your comments or whatever, you can still go out and buy an assault weapon. And the reason you can buy an assault weapon still is that gun manufacturers have continued to convince Congress to do nothing, to stop Congress from doing anything, even closing that loophole. And it's just unbelievable that the gun manufacturers have that kind of power still with this Congress when we have a shooting, a mass shooting, it seems, every month or however often these awful things happen.
We're talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown. One of the things we also wanted to talk with you when you are joining us this morning relating to a long-term highway bill. So speak on that for me.
Yeah, it's good news. It means it's the first time in a decade where Congress has actually passed a long-term bill. We still have allowed infrastructure in our country to deteriorate. I mean, we led the world in infrastructure until the 1980s, and now we're 16th. The state government has cut funding to local communities dramatically, cut it by well over 50% in the last 3 or 4 years. So the state could look good and balance the budget, but it means police and fire and roads and highways and Elyria and Lorain and Amherst and North Ridgeville and Avon Lake and everywhere else are underfunded and deteriorate. But this bill is good. This is the first time we will have had a long-term highway bill. It means more money for Lorain County Transit. It means more money. Every year it'll be a little more over the next 5 years. It means more money for highways and bridges and roads. It's about time that Congress did this. It's good news. I think we'll pass it today in the Senate, and I think the President will probably sign it over the weekend.
Another issue we know you're concerned about is payday lending. Some years ago, now Lorain County Commissioner Matt Lundy, when he was in the State House, led the charge to reform payday lending in Ohio. But I guess that there are still problems out there.
Yeah, there's still huge problems out there. There are actually more payday lending stores in Ohio than there are McDonald's or Starbucks restaurants or stores. Matt Lundy did his work, got it on the ballot. The voters overwhelmingly passed a prohibition or an interest limit on what payday lenders could spend or could charge. And payday lenders figured out a loophole, went around it. The legislature, again, captive of Wall Street and special interest, allowed these to proliferate again, and we've seen terrible problems again. And it's not, I mean, people need credit for sure, and people need short-term loans, but what happens is almost nobody gets one payday loan. They get a loan, then to pay it back they get another loan, and they end up paying usually more than the loan itself cost, more than the loan was itself in interest, and they end up paying percentages of 400 and 500% sometimes. And it's just it's terrible what the kind of things that these companies are doing. They're making a lot of money, and it's always victimizing the lowest income people who are struggling from payday to payday with their jobs and with their families.
Coming up to the president's desk is hopefully signed into law, Protecting Our Infants Act, that you were one of the co-sponsors of. Tell me about this and why it's important for you.
Yeah, I work with Senator McConnell on this, the Republican leader. It's called Protecting Our Infants Act of 2015. President signed it last week. It helps. You know, we know that opioid addiction, often starting with OxyContin, oxycodone, pain medication, evolving often into people getting addicted to heroin. It's some of the same substances in some ways, opioids. And with admissions for newborns affected by addiction on the rise, it's clear we have to do something about it. Once the bill becomes law, we'll have the tools in place to help create new treatment and prevention efforts to curb neonatal abstinence syndrome. I mean, it's babies born to addicted parents, and the parents are not responsible when they do things like that, surely. But it's become increasingly a problem in small-town Ohio, rural Ohio, less so in cities, but all over this country. And Ohio is near last in the country in infant mortality. We have some of the highest infant mortality rates in the country. Part of this is opioid addiction of the parents, of the mother. And it's something we've got to do better drug treatment. We've got to do better with the whole safety net of what can help here to combat this.
We're talking with U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, and there's a story in today's Chronicle Telegram in which they analyze data from the U.S. Census Bureau that talks about the poverty rate in Lorain County increasing since the recession hit back some years ago, but last year it was at its highest mark yet. What do you see in the future?
Well, it's all about jobs, and it's more than obviously job creation, but a big part of it is we know what's happened in our county in the last 30 years, where from the closure of, not in order, but the closure of the steel plant, the moving of Steinbrenner Shipyard out of Lorain. I mean, not the closing of the, but the layoffs of 10,000 steelworkers in Lorain, the closing of the GM plant in Elyria, the closing of the Ford plant in Lorain. We know what's happened to those middle class jobs, which enabled people to send their kids to Lorain Community College or to Oberlin or to wherever, Ohio State, and get a real chance and a real launch in life. We've got to do better with raising. We need to raise the minimum wage. The minimum wage is worth a third less in real dollars than it was in 1980. We need to make sure that people are working overtime, get paid for overtime. That's a huge issue in this state, where literally hundreds of thousands of workers should be earning overtime. They're classified as supervisory, even though they're only making $30,000 a year in some cases, and they don't get paid for the overtime they work. We need to do the expand the earned income tax credit, make it permanent, and the child tax credit. Those will lift tens of thousands of Lorain Countyans out of poverty, and tens of thousands around the state, and hundreds of thousands around the country. Those are some of the things we should be doing.
On a lighter note, we know you're a fan of the Indians, follow them very closely. How about the Browns? Can you suit up? Can you play quarterback?
Well, I will go back to the Indians. Obviously, I can't, and nor can they. But I will say this about the Indians. I saw an article yesterday that the Indians signed Joba Chamberlain, and I was at my wife and I were at the game back whatever year that was, 2007, when Chamberlain was pitching for the Yankees and had the midge attack. And it was the funniest damn thing. I remember Derek Jeter playing shortstop, looked like he was fighting off a shark attack with all the midges flying around him. And the Indians pitcher, Fausto Carmona, if you remember, it didn't even bother him. And Chamberlain's never been the same. I shouldn't laugh. It's the guy's career. But he was never the same. He's been a great pitcher all year and kind of seemed to never recover from the midge attacks. But he's been kicking around the league, and now Cleveland signed him. So now I'm rooting for him, now that he's got an Indians uniform on. But never too early for pitchers and catchers, right?
Nothing like home field advantage when it comes to something like that.
Yeah, it was home field advantage.
Well,
all right, we'll do it again. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for your time.
All right,
have a good day. 8 o'clock here?
Oh, yeah, we're beyond 8 o'clock.
You know, mentioned Sherrod Brown. He represents the state of Ohio. So he has the Bengals in his pocket if he needs to bring out somebody, at that particular point, too, the way things are going across the Buckeye State.